Okay, today is Daf Kuf Hey of Masechtas Chulin, one of the most jam-packed Dafs in all of Shas. We are on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, second to bottom line. Here we go. Tanya, Beishamei Omrim. So we're talking about what you do between meat and milk. What you do with your mouth and your hands. So Beishamei Omrim Mekaneach. You mekaneach means you wash it out with your mouth. You have to wash your mouth out. But Bezhilo omer mediach, and Bezhilo says your hands. You have to wash your hands. My mekaneach and my mediach. What does that mean? Hands and mouth. Ileva beshami omer mekaneach. Beshami says you have to wash your mouth out. Falo boy mediach, but you don't have to wash your hands. Ubezhilo omer mediach. No, you have to wash your hands. Falo boy mekaneach, but you don't have to wash your mouth out. El hadamer Abzera said ein kinuach peh. Elapas. The only thing that's going to wash your mouth out is bread. So, kiman ki beishamai? What, he said that according to beishamai? Can't be wrong with beishamai. Ela beishamai omrim, that can't be right. Ela beishamai omrim, mekaneach, v'lo boi mediach. Beishamai says you have to wash your mouth out, and not your hands. Ubeishil omrim, af mediach. No, you even have to wash your hands. Right? Af mediach. You even have to wash your hands. That means beishamai requires one, and beishil requires two. If that's true, the mitzvah is momachmer the beishamai, right. Which is okay. However, have le mikule beishamai umichomer beishilal. That should have been one of the things that beishamai is more makel than beishilal. V'lisnayu gabe kule beishamai v'chomer beishilal. It should be included in the list in the Mishnah somewhere in Idios, which lists where beishamai is more makel than beishilal, and it's not on the list. Ella, no, but this is the pshat. Beishamai omrim, mekaneach, you have to wash your, mekaneach means your mouth, v'huadin l'mediach. And of course you have to wash your hands. Ubeishil omrim, mediach, v'huadin l'mekaneach. Of course you have to do both also. Mar omar chada, umar omar chada, v'lo pligi. Each one said one, and they weren't even arguing. So the answer is both. Okay? What is the shir? We're getting there now. Gufa.
He says mediach is rinsing the mouth.
Mediach is rinsing the mouth?
Not the hands.
I said it backwards? And what's Bekaneah?
No, the way the Altsgrad is saying it is that
Bekaneah
says you just...
Oh. I don't know why I thought that. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, washing and rinsing. I'm so sorry. It's both the mouth. Okay, fine. I'm so sorry. Okay. Gufa. Amr Bzera. Enkiduach HaPeh El Bepas. You can only... This washing out, rinsing out your mouth can only be done with bread. That's what we said before. Hani Mili, it's only true B'dechiti, with wheat bread. But this is iri low, not with barley bread. Ubedechiti nami lo amarin ela bekrira, only cold bread. Avechamima, but if it's warm bread, mishdar shidri, then the bread becomes soft when you bake it. It becomes stuck to your palate, and it doesn't help to wash out or rinse out your mouth. Vani mili berechicha, only true with soft bread. Avbek akusha lo, not with hard bread. Vilchas adalacha is bechal mili havi kinuach, anything works. Lavar, except for mikimcha, it's flour, tamari, dates, or viraka, or vegetables. Okay. Boimine, here we go. Boimine Rav Asi mer Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan, kama yeshe ben basal gvina? How long do you have to wait between meat and milk?
Cheese.
Meat and cheese. Amale, flow plum. None, nothing at all. Nothing at all. Ain't that true? Amar Rav Chista. No, can't stop now. No, it's not even... it's not even true. Vamar v'chista, achal basar. If you ate meat, asar lechol gvina. You're not allowed to eat cheese afterwards. If you eat meat, you're not allowed to eat cheese afterwards. So the Gemara answers, gvina, mutter. Gvina, if you ate cheese, mutter lechol basar. Then you're allowed to eat meat afterwards. No waiting between milk and meat. Only between meat and milk. So right. You're right. So the answer is Ella kama yishe ben gvina lebasar. How much you have to wait between gvina and basar, between milk and then meat? Amalei v'lo klum. That is no waiting. Now, why do you have to wait between meat and milk? So we answered. This is not even talking about milk and meat. Meat and milk. This question was milk and meat, and the answer is you don't have to wait. But getting back to the havmina was it was talking about meat. And milk. And you have to wait. How else the shear? So he said, there is no shear. No, that can't be right. It's backwards. But what's the reason you have to wait? Why do you have to wait? Between meat and milk, why do you have to wait? So Rashi says, right here, Mishum debasar motzi shuman, because basar has fat, whatever that means, v'hu nidbak bepeh, and it stays in your mouth, umayrich betaimo, and the flavor still sticks around.
Right.
So Rashi says. The Rambam doesn't give that reason. The Rambam says, the reason you have to wait is because basar in between your teeth, she'eno sar b'nikiyas. It doesn't come clean and sticks in there. And after a while, that it goes away.
And that's what Shulchan Aruch says as well.
What?
And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Now, the Torah says, so according to each one of them, there's a kula and a chumra.
Right.
According to Rashi, if you chew meat, but don't swallow it, let's say for the kids, you want to chew it to make it, you don't have to wait at all. Because you didn't swallow it, you didn't really get the flavor, all these reasons don't apply. According to the Rambam, they do apply, because it could be in your teeth. According to the Rambam, after 6 hours, which is what the Rambam holds 6 hours, after 6 hours, no matter what, you can eat milchiks. Because even if this meat is still stuck in between your teeth, it's already considered not considered meat, and therefore you have no, it's 6 hours. According to Rashi, what's the shear? Could be even longer.
Yeah.
Right? So each one of them has a kula and a chumra. Right?
I
don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Because milk just goes down, whereas cheese does.
Well, so
cheese is shuma.
There is an idea about, there is some cheese you have to wait 6 hours, but what I'm talking about, I'm talking about those are cheese.
Right. I missed a step. What's Rashi saying you have to wait for?
You have to wait for the flavor in your mouth to go away.
Oh, okay. And there's no shear for that.
Well, we don't know what the shear is.
Okay.
The Rambam says, kishesh shows.
Right.
Around 6 hours. That's what he says. That's what he says, shows. He says, kishesh shows.
What's this whole shakuntaria with bread and I'm cleaning it and washing it?
It's a good question. So that was the other man to Amram. Now.
So if you use mouthwash, by the way, then it's okay.
But not according to the Rambam. Not according to the Rambam.
No, but
Correct. That's why according to Rashi, if you chew it and you don't really swallow it, you're just doing it for the kids, then you don't have to wait at all.
Why?
Because you don't have to. All the effects of meat didn't apply. I'm just telling you what the Torah said. All the effects of meat didn't apply. Okay. Now, Amar of Acha, where am I? Gufa. Amar of Chista, Acha Basar, Yet Meat, Asa Lechel Gvina, you're not allowed to eat cheese. Gvina, you eat cheese. Mutalecha basar. Only Rav Acha bar Yosef, Rav Chista, basar ben hashinayim ahu. What about meat stuck in between the teeth? Is it considered meat? So kari aleh, basar odeva ben hashinayim. Yes. It says by the slug that the meat was in between the teeth. It's still considered meat. So that's not a heter. Now that gesund, very famous Gemara. Amar mar ukva. Ana laha milsa chala bar chamra lagabi abba. I am like vinegar, the son of wine, compared to my father. I mean, my father's a real unbelievable guy. I'm less than that. It's important that he said that. Why? What's it mean? Zilu Abba, ki avi achal bisra. My father, when he eats meat, ha'idna today, lo avi achal gvirad lebachar. Al hashta. He waits 24 hours. He eats meat. He won't eat milk for 24 hours. Anav, yil anav, me, baha. Ad hashta till the same time. 2 o'clock, so ad hashta, 2 o'clock tomorrow. Till ad hashta, till 2 o'clock tomorrow. Vilu anab mi basu dasa hu dulo achilna. From this suda I won't eat meat. Milk, I mean. With suda achrini achilna. But to the next suda, I will. What? He won't eat. Says Tosfos. With sudasa achrisa achilna. Lav bisudasa shiragilin lasas achas shachris v'achas arfas. It doesn't mean I ate breakfast. I won't eat milk and fleshing of breakfast. I won't eat milk till dinner. It's not what it means, says Tosfos. It's not what it means. Ella, listen to this Tosfos. Ella, afilu la'alter, even right away. Im silek hashulchan, I clean off the table. Ubeirach, and I bench. Mutter, you're allowed, it's mutter. Because delo plug rabbanon. The rabbanon didn't give a shear. What do you say? Meal to meal.
Right.
What's the next meal? It could be 6 hours later. It could be 20 minutes later.
Right. So there's no shear milk.
According to Tosfos, there's no shear.
That's incredible.
That's incredible. according to the Rashba and the Rambam and the Itter and the Rosh, all hold. All of them hold. We don't hold Tosfos at all. And the words that the Rambam uses is Kishesh Shos.
About 6 hours.
So, by the way, so Michael told me yesterday that he was talking to Rabbi Leibowitz. So that this is where people think that you could wait into the 6th hour because it's Kishesh Shos. So he said Kishesh Shos also means 7 hours. So nobody will do that. I say more than 6 hours because Kishesh Shos could also be 7 hours, right? So one more point. So the Marshal asks, what did Ukva exactly say? What did he mean? What's the halacha? What was Rukva thinking when he said, "My father waits 24 hours, but I don't"? So if he was trying to say that he's more makel than his father, and he's right, and his father's like crazy machmir, then why did he say, "I'm like vinegar to my father's like wine"? Why did he say that? That means he's doing something wrong. So then, what does he mean by it? Then what's the then why? If he's saying that. The way the Marshal asks it, Korech Tahatera Adif. No, you don't have to wait 24 hours. Wait 6 hours. Between meal and meal. 6 hours. Breakfast to dinner, 6 hours. Then why do you say he's like vinegar? Why do you say that about himself? And if his father's right, then why doesn't he hold like that? So the Marshal answers, because it says like this, he had a tradition from his Rebbe. Mar Ukva's father had a tradition from his Rebbeim that we don't eat from Suda to Suda. What does that mean, from Suda to Suda? Everyone asked that question. The minute we said it here, Suda to Suda. Now, Mar Ukva's father didn't hold like Tosfos. They even just clear the table and bench and they could eat again. No. What did he hold? He was Machmer on the 24 hours. Says Mar Ukva, I'm not holding from such a Chumrah. I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's wrong. I don't have to learn the Gemara. I don't have to learn from the Rebbeim like that. That's 24 hours. Therefore, he was able to say, "I'm not like that. Not that I'm right or he's right. I'm just not like that." And he's, you know, and it's not right or it's not wrong. So he's able to say, "I don't do that." But I'm not. What do you call it? I'm not right. So I'm not right. So therefore, it's right of me to say that I'm vinegar. It's right of me to say that, because I'm not right to say that you don't have to do that, but I'm not wrong either, because it's a big chumrah. So that's why he said, I'm less than my father, because I'm not right, I'm just not wrong. Which, there's a big musar vort over here, which is, when people, you know, so why didn't Rukva hold like his father? Why didn't he?
Maybe he followed his Rebbe.
No. On a Musar level, not a halachic level, on a Musar level, on a Hashkafic level. So why didn't he hold like his father? The answer is because he didn't feel it was for him. Not every chumrah is for every person.
Right.
I'm not holding from that chumrah. I'm not holding from that. It's a chumrah. It's not a halacha. It's a chumrah. No question about it. It's a chumrah. Like we said before, he's right. He was right for holding from meal to meal. Nobody holds 24 hours. So his father was Umma Machmer. I'm not holding from that. It's an ideal to reach 100%. I'm not holding from there right now.
So how do you distinguish between a chumrah and a minhag?
What? It's a good question. It's a very good question. So spend your whole life with that question. A chumrah and a minhag?
Yeah. So you know, my father had the minhag too. My father had the chumrah too.
Right. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. Minhag are usually not chumras. Well, that's not true. It's a fair question.
Our school says they only eat 2 meals a day, so. It's,
correct. So what? Right. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you have to wait 6 hours.
Right.
Into the 6th hour, don't know where that comes from. It comes from the Rambam's Lashon of Kishei Shos. But then other posek hold that? Not really. There are some, but it's really a minority shita. Waiting 1 hour, that has a makar. Waiting 3 hours, I don't think that has a makar really.
So Artskill says, Ochas Chaim and the Meiri and the Magan Avos.
Yeah.
Approximately 6 hours, and it's from that they say.
Right. So the Rambam said that. The Rambam said Kishay. Right. Why did the Rambam say that? I don't know.
So those that wait 3 hours should go back to 1?
No, they should go to 6.
The Rambam said it.
Yeah. Okay. Next. Amar Shmuel. So now that That was the small part of today's daf. We didn't even get to the meat yet, quote unquote, the pun. Now that he said that, oh, I'm not like my father, who's so much greater than me. Amar Shmuel, same thing. Ana l'hamilsa chala bar chamro l'gabi abba. I'm also like vinegar to wine compared to my father. Dilu abba havi sire nixay tradesmani biyomi. My father, he used to check on the business twice a day to make sure that everything's going smooth. I'm more lazy. Lo sayarna ela chadazimna. I only do it one time a day. Shmuel the time a. Shmuel's consistent. Damar Shmuel. Man the sire nixay kol yomi. If you watch your produce, your nechassim, over time, mishtakach astira, you'll find more money.
Right.
You'll have more money because you'll be on top of things more. So the marshal and many others learned this gemara kipshuto. That Shmuel was saying, you know, if you watch it, if you nechassim, the Chavetz Chaim said, no, this is talking about ruchnius. My father did a cheshbon on nefesh twice a day, in the morning and at night. And I'm not like that. I'm a drinker like that. Twice a day. When you wake up in the morning, what are you doing cheshbon nefesh for? What you dreamt about? I'm not doing that. Once a day, before I go to sleep, I do a cheshbon nefesh. But if I would do it twice a day, you know how much money I'd have? You know how much zechusim I would have if I could do it twice a day? Right? It says the Chavetz Chaim, Lord this Gemara. Next story, same thing. Abayu havasayir nechasei kol yom aviyoma. Every day he would check his nechasim. Yom achad, one day, paga ba'arise, he bumped into his sharecropper, the dori patcha the ope. He was stealing wood from Abaya. He was stealing wood. Abaya never didn't see. So Amalei, hani lehecha, what are you doing with all that wood over there? Amalei, libi mar, it's for you. Amalei, kvarka demuch rabbanon. Now the rabbanon already got wise to you. That's what I'm doing here. I'm here to make sure that you're not stealing. And sure enough, he's stealing. And again, the Chavetz Chaim said this is talking about ruchnius that he Abaya thought had said to Yetzirah. What are you trying to do over here? The Yetzirah says, no, it's for you. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. We're doing a mitzvah now. Abaye said, no, this is not a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah wrapped in an aveira. It's right. That's what you're here for. You're here to do that. And I'm lucky I was able to figure that out. Okay. Very nice. Yeah. Ravasi havi sar nechase kol yomei. Ravasi used to watch his stuff every day. Omar heichad ninu kolhani istiri demar Shmuel. Where's all the money Shmuel promised me? Shmuel promised me all this money. Where is it? Every day I'm coming, it doesn't help me one iota. Yom Achad, one day, Chazi Tzinuri saw a pipe, Dibidika Ba'ara, that it was in the ground. Shakli Leglime, took a shirt, Kerche Usve Begavo, he tried to wrap up the hole, there was, a hole in the pipe, and it was leaking. Rama Kole, he yelled out, Asi Inchi, people came, Sechruha, and they plugged it up. Ashke Chesinu Lekule Astiri Debar Shul, and he found all the money that Shmuel had told him, that Shmuel had promised him. Okay, very nice. Now, Amar of Edi bar Oven, Amar of Yitzchak bar Ashion. I don't know what this is doing here, but for the next 2 days, we're going to talk about this. Mayim Rishonim mitzvah. Netilas Hidayim is a mitzvah. Achronim is a chova. Mayim Achronim is a chova. And Meisei, one second. Mayim Rishonim b'Achronim chova. Mayim Rishonim and Achronim is a chova. Emtzaim Rishos. And Mayim Emtzaim, middle Mayim, is a Rishos. So, is it a chovah or is it a rishot? Mayim Rishonim is a mitzvah or a chovah? So, yeah, mitzvah, the guy rishot, chovah karilei. A mitzvah compared to a rishot, we call a chovah. So that's why it's not a stira. Look at the tosvos, the bottom tosvos. Ready? We're going to do the whole tosvos now. Ready? Mayim Rishonim chovah. Rebrichas Yosef perik el devarim darish, tarayo mikra. They both learned out of the same pasuk. The pasuk of, mehiz kadashtem, they should be holy, elu mayim Rishonim. The Yisim Kedoshim Elu Mayim Achronim. Uma Smachta Ba'almahu. That's just not Smachta. Mayim Netilas Hidayim is not a Doraisa. Neither is Mayim Achronim. I eat a pasuk. That's just not Smachta. Just a way to remember it. The time of the Mayim Achronim have Mishum Melach Sedomis. The reason for Mayim Achronim is for Melach Sedomis. Kida Amar B'Samach V'Anu Lefi She'ein Melach Sedomis Matzui Beinenu. Since there's no Melach Sedomis anymore. Lo nahagu b'mayim achronim. We don't do mayim achronim. Says Tosfos. This is what Tosfos says. V'hachanami, here too. Ki darish hatsam. Ki kadosh. Similar idea. Ki kadosh. Ze shemen. That means, it's a reference to oil. Shal yusachin es yedehen. Lahavir es azuama. Havi asmachta. They used to wash with oil to get their hands. That's just not smachta. There's not a chiv to do that in the Torah. It's not smachta. It was a custom. Do'lo matzino b'shum makom. She shemen lo chov v'lo mitzvah. You don't find anywhere Shemin's a chov, it's not a chov, it's not a mitzvah. Yeah, that was the minig over there. You want to get someone to do something. It's in a pasuk somewhere. It doesn't really mean it was in a pasuk. It's just an asmachta. V'had amar hasam kishem shehad mizumam pasul avoda kach yedayim mizumos psul lebracha. Just like a dirty hands, you can't do avoda. So dirty hands, you can't eat either. You can't make a bracha. Yeah, hainu lahem shayadavar aleim chova litol achar suda. That was to those people that it was so important. That's why they made a statement like that. Lefikach nechshavos kimezuamos v'tarach lahakim lahakdim v'litol kodim bracha. Yeah, those people that was the minog. So for them, it's a disaster not to. If it's not the minog at all, it doesn't make a difference either way. Vim tomar l'may nafkamina. What's the difference if it's a chova or a rishus? What's the difference? L'may nafkamina hard to be shown a mitzvah v'achronim chova mali mitzvah mali chova. What does that mean? Mitzvah and a chova. What's the difference? Hatarvayu mean the chova. They're both chovas. Kedigtoni bebraisa v'lo rishus. Not a rishus. What's the difference between a mitzvah and a chova? What's the difference? So Amar Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam gives a bunch of answers. Nafkamina l'inyan milchemes harishus. The nafkamina is when you go to battle, which doesn't really apply to us. Ditnan, the parakam of the Erevin. Petur mirechitas yadayim. You go to war, you don't have to wash your hands. Is a patur, you don't have to deal with a dime. Kamar of Kia, but Gemara, that's only true for my Mishonim. Deal with a dime, you don't have to wash your hands. Aval Achronim, lo. Damar of Yehuda, Braid of Kia, then they might omru Mayim Achronim Chova. Why is Achronim Chova? Mechmei Melech Sedomis, right? So we're not gonna let that go in a war. Mayim Mishonim, we have to let that go. That let it go. Mayim Achronim, not letting Mayim Achronim go. See, Mayim Achronim is more Machmei than Mayim Mishonim. Even though Tosfos said that we don't do it anymore because there's no Melech Sedomis. Ubalachas Gedolos Pirish, the Bahag says, the Rishonim Shei Mitzvah Srach Truma, since Mayim Rishonim is the root of Mayim Rishonim is, even though the Gemara doesn't give a reason why we do Mayim Rishonim, the Gemara doesn't say why we do Mayim Achronim either. Tosfos said, Mayim Achronim is because of Melech Sedomis. What about Mayim Rishonim? We don't give a reason. So Tosfos is going to say what we're going to say tomorrow, that it's a reminder of Truma. Because people's hands are always, it was a gzeira that your hands were shnios. You get rid of that with the tilas adayim. So they made everyone do the tilas adayim. So then, mishum trach truma, tu'unin bracha. Yeah, that's why you have a bracha. That's why you have a bracha on a tilas adayim. It's a bracha. Aval mayim aval achronim, shem dilzorich adam, mishum melach sedonis, but mayim achronim, which you do just for a sakana issue, ain't tu'unin bracha. There's no bracha on that. Right? No bracha on that. Umikan kasev Rabbeinu Yehuda, the parak of Mei Madlikim betosvos, she'ein levarich al kriyashma shalfnei mita. We don't make a bracha on kriyashma al amita. Asher kideshana b'mitzvot v'tzivot alikro shma. Why? Because it's only for sakana. Trying to keep away the mazika. You make a bracha on sakana. Vim tomar emtzayim kigon ben gvina lebasar she'en tzorach mitzvah yitunim bracha. So then if we have water in the middle of the suda, to differentiate between the cheese and the meat, how can no bracha there? The mitzvah, you can't handle the same thing. So Tosfos answers via Shlomar, the ein zeh kiv hechsher achila. It's just hechsher achila. Kimo nikra chelev, like getting rid of the chelev. You don't make a bracha on that. Or meliach basar, you want to salt meat. You don't make a bracha on that. You can't eat it without that. Yeah, it's a hechsher. So you don't make a bracha on that. It's not a mitzvah. It's just a hechsher to be able to eat it. Very interesting Tosfos. The Be'er Yitzchak is another answer. He says, what if it's a suffek if you forgot if you washed your hands or not?
Which one? Where?
Both of them. For Netzil Tidayim, you don't have to wash again. Suffek Derabana Lekula. But for Mayim Achronim, which is a Chova, you have to wash them again. Right? Because it's a Sakana issue. You have to wash them again. Right? That's the Nafkamina. So how do we pass him? What does the Shulchan Aruch say about Mayim Achronim?
The chova.
Opening line, Mayim Achronim Chova. There are 10 simonim, there are 10 sifim in this simon. There's only one simon, Mayim Achronim. There are 10 sifim. Number 1, Mayim Achronim Chova. Number 10 says, Yeish she'ein noag in lito Mayim Achronim. There are those that don't have the minhag, the Shulchan Aruch does say it. There are those that don't have the minhag to do Mayim Achronim. Says Mishnah Berurah, Mipnei She'ein Melech Sedomis Matzui B'Yadenu. No Melech Sedomis anymore. There is a statement in the Shulchan Aruch not to do Mayim Achronim. I can't undo what's written. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say now, right? Because he says the reason of Melech Zedoma still applies. V'chein kasev morgan avram, v'shem mekubalim, v'chal adam yizor b'mayim achronim. V'chein hechmer hamarshal, yam shal shlomo, v'chein kasev berke yosef, ayin sham, shechmer harbe bazeh. The Shulchan Aruch does say, you don't have to do it. And the Mishnah Berurah says, but you should do it. Right? You should do it. You don't do it? The Mechaber says that...
How do you do it? How many times?
What do you mean? There's no shear. Right?
I've read somewhere that the people who are known to say Tehillas Hashem after Sheher Malos, they do that because it's a further protection against the Sakana.
Interesting. Would you read that?
I can't remember where I read it, but it just made a lot of sense.
Because my son's rabbi wrote a whole article where that came from, Tehillas Hashem.
What did that say?
I don't know, it's a whole long article because no one knows where it came from, those words, the ends of those ending words.
Right.
Right? And by the way, where does it say you say Shir Malos when you before benching? It doesn't say it until he's benching in that one place.
No.
It's only in one place. It's one place in the Mishnah Berurah. You know where? On the first page of the Mishnah Berurah. Chelek Aleph. Yes, the halachas of getting up in the morning. He says it there. There's a minhag on Shabbos, you say Shir Malos, and on weekdays you say Allah is Babel. It's the only place where it says it. It's not in Hilchos benching. It's fascinating. With these things, people do them and they don't know where they come from, you know? Okay. Now, Gufa. Mayim Rishonim v'Achronim Chova. Mayim Rishonim and Achronim is Chova. Emtziyam Rishos. The middle washing, in the Suda, that's a Rishos. Rishonim Notlin Ben Kli Ben Agavi Karka. Rishonim, you can wash in a Kli. On the ground, doesn't make a difference. Achronim ain't ol el b'kli. My achronim only put in a kli, which is what people do, right? V'amrile ain't notlin al gabi karka. Others say that it can't go on the ground. So my benayu, what's the difference between those two statements? Ikki benayu kisna. The difference is kisna is like pieces of wood. According to the first lashon, you can't do the tilas daim on them. You can't do my achronim on them. It's not a kli. But according to the second version, it's not the ground. You could do it. Mayim Rishonim not lamei mecham b'mitzonin. Mayim Rishonim we can use whether it's hot or cold. Achronim einol el b'tzonin. Only use cold. B'bnei she'achamin mefa'afidah she'edayim. They make the hands, I don't know, puffy or something. Ve'marvirin es hazuma. They won't remove the zuma anyway, so you're not even going to gain anything by doing it with hot water. Mayim Rishonim not lamei mecham b'mitzonin. Amar Yitzchak bar Yosef. Amar Yanai. Lo shanar elo she'en ayad. So let us b'hen. It's only true if the water is not yad toledeth. Avla yad toledeth behen ain't not lemehen. You can't use a tilas daim with boiling hot water. It's ridiculous. Vika damasni la seifa. Others say it's on the seifa. Achronim mayim achronim ain't not ela b'tzonin. You can only use cold water. Avol b'chamin lo. You can't use hot water. Amar of Yitzchak by Yosef. Amar of Yanai lo shan ela shayad toledeth behen. That's only true if it's yad toledeth. Avol ain't yad toledeth behen notlin. But if it's not yad toledeth and it's just a little warm, that's fine. Michlal. The Rishonim, the Mayim Rishonim, Afal Pi, Shiatz Ledeth Behen, Mutter. Even if it's Yatz Ledeth, you can still wash your hands if you want to do that to yourself. It's Mutter.
Wow.
Yeah. Good? Emtziim Rishus, the middle level is a Rishus. Amar of Nachman, Lo Shanu Ela Ben Tavshel L'Tavshel. What does it mean Rishus? What does that mean even? Mayim Emtza, what does that mean? Middle level water. Water in the middle of a meal. In the middle of a meal.
Right.
It's a Rishus. That's between Tavshel and Tavshel. Aval ben Tavshel l'gvina, chova. But between Tavshel and Gvina, it's a chova to wash your hands. What kind of Tavshel?
It can't be meat.
Hmm?
It can't be meat.
He says over here, Tavshel shall shbasser l'gvina. What does that mean exactly?
It'll be basser b'cholov. I don't understand that at all.
So,
yeah?
So, Altsgrove says that you have your dairy first.
Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't say that.
That's
yeah, it doesn't.
The Rashbam.
That's how they're interpreting it. Okay. Amr Yehuda Breda of Chia, but they ma amru Mayim Achronim Chova. Why? Why is Mayim Achronim Chova? What's Mayim? Who made this Mayim Achronim up? Mibnei b'she Melach Sedomis Yesh. There's such a thing called Melach Sedomis, which is Sedom, salt from Sedom. She Mesama Et Einayim, which blinds people's eyes, and therefore you wash your hands to wash off the salt. What kind? Where did salt come from? What is this? Amar Abaya, u'mishtachach be'korto be'kura. It's a very small amount of melach, a very small amount. A remnant of melach sedom could be in your salt. Amalei, ravacha b'reid d'raval ravashi, kol milchamai. What about other salt? What about regular salt? Amalei, lo mibaya. Don't even ask that question. That what? Of course it applies to regular salt. Right? Lo mibaya. Don't even ask that question. No question about it. No question that it applies to regular salt also. Okay?
So I saw a beautiful book. I don't know the source of it, but because the Sodomi were against Hafnasa Zorkin, we should do my Machronim to remind us of our obligations of Hafnasa
Zorkin. Okay, very good. Very nice.
Right, gentle.
Very nice. Okay, now we're going to have a bunch of statements from Abaya. I think 8 or 9 of them, actually. Number one, Amar Abaya, Meresh, originally, Havamina, I thought, Hadilo Moshi Maya Basroi Al Ara, the reason why you don't do Maya Machonim on the ground, you do it into a kli, is Mishum Zuhama, because it's smelly or something. Amar Limar, so my Rebbe told me, that's not the reason, Mishum Disharia Ruach Ra Alayu. There's a Ruach Ra on it, not a Maya Machonim. Only Maya Machonim is a Ruach Ra. And people don't want to, no one's going to want to walk there, so or it's dangerous, whatever, rah rah, so therefore put it into a kli. Interesting. Number two, Amabaya, Meresh, Havamina, I used to think, Haidelo Shakal Midi Mitapura, that you don't take anything off a table, Ki Nakit Inish Kasa Lemishti, when somebody's holding a cup to drink, you can't take another potato. Shema yirid davar kalkala b'suda. I thought, because it could lead to some crazy thing, some mess up happening during the suda. Amalimar, my rabbi told me, no, that's not why. Mishum dekashi l'ruach tzerada. Because it could lead to some kind of disease. Right? Ruach tzerada, some kind of disease. V'lo amaran, it's only true, el deshakel v'lo mahader, that you take, but you don't return it. Avol shakel v'aduri leslamba. But if you take it and you return it, that doesn't apply. Again, it's only true if you go away 4 amos away. Avotoch arba amos less lamba. But if you stay within 4 amos, it's not an issue. Again, it's only true if it's something that you take that you need for the suda. Avol midi lo tzarech l'sudasa. But if it's something not necessary for the suda, less lamba, not an issue. Mar baravashi kapid afilu aasisa ubuchna the tavli. They even will mock it on different kind of spice makers and spice mortars and these kinds of things. The tzrichi l'sudasa, because they held it was necessary for the suda. Number three, Amar Abaya. This actually is halacha l'maisa. Meresh originally havamin. I thought hayde kanchi nashvara. The reason that we gather crumbs is mishum manikirusa, because what? Yes, cleanliness. Amalimah, that's not why. Mishum dekashi la'aniyusa. Because it's a segula to be poor. Want to be poor? Be little crumbs. It's a segula to be poor. So we gather the crumbs, not to be poor. There's a minhag, many, the Rebbes, they eat the crumbs in a spoon. They put them in a spoon right. And they eat them. Why?
This is from the floor.
Hmm?
It's not from the table.
How do you know?
It says.
So Hogarva, there was a guy, Davi Mahat, when it comes to crumbs, people are very machmer. Even though it's on the floor, people don't be little crumbs. Hogarva, there was a guy, Davi Mahadir Alayu Shara Da Aniyusa. The angel of poverty was trying to get this guy. V'lohavi Yachale, couldn't get him. Because Zahir Anashvara Tuva, he was very machmer on crumbs. He was very careful. The poverty angel couldn't get him. Yomachad, one day, Karach Lifta Ibli. The guy went on a picnic. And he ate bread, and the crumbs went into the grass. Right? So how's he gonna collect those crumbs? Omar, ah, hashtavadi nafal biyadi. Now, I'm sure I'm going to get this guy now. I think I get the crumbs. Basa da'achal, after he ate, I see Mara, he took a, what's a Mara?
A shovel.
A shovel. Akwina livli, shadinu lanara. He took the grass, and he threw it into the ocean to make sure all the crumbs go away. So the Magen Avraham says, you see from here, that getting rid of crumbs, in a he says here, even pirum stam, eino kosher le anios. Getting rid of crumbs is not an issue. A lot of you don't have to eat them. You want the rabbi, you want to eat them. You don't have to eat them. You just can't walk on them. That's what he says. You can't walk on them. So if you throw them in the garbage, throw them in the river, that's fine. Right? Right. But the Chacham Tzvi said no. That you have to treat them in a way where it's not derech bezayon. You put them in the river that the fish have what to eat. Right? Maybe someone else will find, a person will find them, but if you throw them away in a bizarre and way, that won't save you from the poverty, and the Prima Gadim says the same thing. Okay. Anyway, Shamei dekamar void the afke hu gavra mi beisei. So the angel was heard saying, oh, woe is to me, I can't get this guy. This guy's too good when it comes to crumbs. I can't get him. Okay. Vamar Abaya, number 4. Meresh havamina, I used to think, haidelo shasi ufya, that somebody doesn't drink the froth. What's that called? The froth. If you don't drink that, the head. Yeah. Mishum miisusa, because it's disgusting. Amalimar, that's not why. Mishum dekashi lekarsim, because it's a segula to get some kind of nose disease. Nose problem. How do they translate that?
Qatar.
What?
Qatar.
What's Qatar?
It's a disease.
It's a disease, fine.
Nasal congestion.
Now, mishtei, if you drink it, kasha lekarsim. You drink it, you're going to get that problem. Minfach, bay, if you blow it away, kasha lereisha. You're going to have head problems. Midchia, if you push it off with your hand, kasha lanayusa. You're going to become poor. Maitakante, how do you stop that? So, lishkua shikui. Wait for it to settle. Lekarsam dechamra shichra. If you chamra is wine, right? There's a froth by wine.
No. If you drink the wine.
Yeah.
The wine will
no, because shichra is beer.
No, if it's sparkling wine.
If that's what it means, it's sparkling wine.
It must be.
No, I can't mean that.
You should drink beer. He
says the froth on wine.
Yeah, the froth on wine is shichra beer. That's an antidote. The shichra, if it's beer, then maya, then water. Maya, but if it's water, how's it froth on water? Maya, but if it's water, less like takanti. You have no answer. You have nothing you can do. No remedy. People say baster aniya azla aniyusa. The poor poverty follows the poor. Who drinks water? Poor people. It's gonna make them worse. They're never gonna get out of it because they drink the froth. It's a vicious cycle. They can't get out of it.
So what do you drink?
What?
So what do you drink? You can't drink the water. Yep. So what do you drink?
Can't
beer. Drink beer.
You're in beer? You walk around drunk?
I don't know what this means exactly. Is it froth on water? Is it froth on wine? I don't know what that means exactly.
Just to drink beer.
From Abaya, number 5.
You're drinking froth on wine, you got more problems.
Neresh.
Froth on water.
Havamina, I used to think, hide the lo achli yarka mikisha, that the reason why people wouldn't eat a vegetable that comes out of a bundle, the other ginoi, that was bundled up, that was tied up in the garden. Because it looks like you're a very hungry person. They bring you this massive bundle, I'm only eating one cucumber, they bring you a bundle of 100 cucumbers. That doesn't look good. I thought it was because it made people look like they're starving.
Appearance of gluttony.
That's not why. Somehow, it's a segula to get witchcraft in you, some kind of spell. Listen to the story. Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna have a kazli ba'arba. Rav Chista and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna were going on a boat. Amaleahu matrunisa. So some woman there said on the boat, Otchon b'hadaychu, come next to me. Lo osa, they wouldn't come. Amr milsa, so she said some chant, some spell. Asarta la'arba, and the boat stopped moving. Amru inhu milsa, shiruya. They said something, and the boat started to go. Right? Amr lehu, my avid lehu. What did you do here over here? I thought I'm the biggest witch. What are you guys doing over here? First of all, it must be that when you wipe yourselves in the bathroom, you don't use chaspa is pottery. You don't use pottery. Number two, kina amnaihu, and you don't kill the bugs on your clothing. And number three, yarka mikisha gina. You don't eat vegetables that have been bundled in the garden. So therefore, magic doesn't work on you, or you have magic when you have of your own. So asks Rashi, how can they do, isn't it usher to do magic?
Yeah.
How can they do magic? Isn't that usher? Says Rashi, Av hain hayu bakiyin bedavar. They were also buckies in magic. The oath, and they did it, lahatzel atzmam miyata mikshol, to save themselves. So to save, it's not one of the big three. You don't have to die. So if you could do magic to save yourself, you're allowed to. It's not one of the big three. Right? Then Rashi says, v'ikad da amri, others say, sh'amru shame. They said some name of Hashem. V'lo muchach milsa. I don't think so. Right? I don't think so. So, that a heter to use magic to save yourself? I guess so. Right? Give me a chal shavas to save yourself. Why shouldn't this be any different? I don't know. Number six. Amar Abaya. Meirej, originally, havamina, I used to think, hadal ochel yarka, denafal ataka, that people wouldn't eat vegetables that fell from a table, mishum me'ithuza, because it's disgusting. Amalimar, no, mishum dekashal areachapeh. No, it gives me a breath. Okay. Number seven, Vamar Abaya, Meresh, Havamin, I used to think, Haidalo Yasvi Tuse Marziva, Mishum Kshafim. That you don't sit, the reason why you don't sit under a pipe is because of witchcraft. Amalimar, Mishum de Shlichi Mazikin. That's not the reason. The reason is because there's shade in there. Shade in there. Dahanu Shukloi, there was a what's Shukloi?
Carriers.
Oh, right. Schleppers. There were these schleppers. The Havidori Chavitza de Chamra, they were schlepping a barrel of wine. Boy la'as la'af tuche, they wanted to go rest. Osve tuse marziva, they went underneath a drain pipe. Paka, and the barrel broke. Also the Kameh de Mar Bar Avashi, and they went to Mar Bar Avashi, and well, who broke it? A shade. So, Apik Shipure, they blew shofars. Shamte, they put the shade in Chayrim. Also the Kameh, Amalei, Amai Tavarachi, why'd you break the barrel? Said to the shade. For what reason? Ha'amalei, hechi evid. What was I supposed to do? Ki usve v'uni. I was sleeping over there. They woke me up. I was sleeping under the pipe, right? And they came to wake me up. So I shouldn't break the barrel. Why not? So amalei, at beduchta d'shichi rabim. You are not supposed to be in a place that people are. My boys, what were you doing there? At hu d'shan is, you're the one who caused it. Zil shlim, you have to pay for the broken barrel. There ain't no heter. Amalei, hashad avilikvili mar zmani v'efra. Give me some time to pay back this barrel. It's fine. Kavol isman. They gave him time. Kimot zimna Yaakov. When the time came, he didn't have the money. The shade didn't have the money.
Okay.
So kiyasa amalei amaylo ases bismanach. How come he didn't have the money? So the shade did it because I don't have a 9-to-5 job to pay it back. I don't have a job like that. Amalei call mili the tire. Anything that's tire that's formed v'chasim sealed v'kail measured umani counted. I can't touch that. Until it comes to hefker, until it becomes hefker, so how am I going to get money? How am I going to pay this back? I don't have access to money. Okay? So we'll stop up to number 8. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow.
And this is a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger, right. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Okay.